Well, somewhat of a new broadcast partner is going to join us right now, Mike Gendron from Dallas, Texas. He's a man who has a ministry because of his background of being a Catholic. He's come out, he came to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and now he's reaching out especially to the Catholic world, but to anybody and everybody who needs Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Mike is on top of so many things happening at the Vatican, what the Pope is doing. I just had to get a hold of him this week. It looks like the Pope is very, very active this week with a number of things happening. Mike, thanks for joining us. Let's talk first about the fact that the Pope said atheists go to heaven. I cannot believe that, but indeed, that's what he said.
It's really interesting that he contradicts himself quite a bit, Jimmy. He did say that even the atheists are redeemed through the blood of Jesus, but yet it was just a few weeks ago that he said you cannot find Jesus outside the Catholic Church. So when you look at the scriptures, we know that those who are redeemed are in Christ Jesus. And so clearly an atheist is not in Christ Jesus. He cannot be redeemed through the blood of Jesus until he repents and believes the gospel of grace. That's the only way the sinner can be delivered from his former way of life, the curse of the law, and from sin itself. An atheist must repent of his unbelief in God before he can be redeemed.
Well, why in the world would the Pope make a statement like that? I knew he was having, I think, an audience with a man who is a well-known atheist, if I'm correct on that. But either way, why would he make a statement? Is he trying to bring everybody into the fold some way?
Well, you nailed it. He's a very ecumenical Pope. In fact, he goes against the previous Pope, who was really very vocal against anyone that was not a Roman Catholic. You may remember Pope Benedict said that no other church can even claim to be a true church. The Catholic Church is the only church, and so anybody outside of that church is not saved. So now you have Pope Francis, his successor, saying that even atheists who deny the existence of God are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And so his goal is to bring all people under the power and influence of his papacy, and so he's willing to say and do anything in order to accomplish that.
Didn't you tell me one time, Mike, that Catholicism has an eschatology? It's different than what God's biblical eschatology is. Eschatology, of course, the study of end-time events. But that eschatology is that everybody converts to Catholicism, and then they'll bring Jesus back?
Yes, that's Roman Catholic eschatology. They dare to say that Jesus will not return to the earth until the whole earth is made Roman Catholic. And so you can see why their agenda is to bring all people into the Catholic Church. And the way they do that is, of course, is through compromise and tickling the ears of people to make them feel welcomed. And, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know if you had a chance to read some of the responses from the atheists. They were very pleased with what the Pope had to say about them. And so you can see the Pope is laying out the red carpet to welcome all people into the Catholic Church.
Wow. A indicator that we are moving quickly into that time as foretold in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, when a false religiosity will be headquartered in the city of Rome. Well, there's another thing the Pope did this week, a very interesting decision on his part to make this move, I believe. He got involved as an exorcist. In other words, he was exercising his power, he said, to get rid of demons in people. Wow, that's another move that I've not seen a Pope do in quite a while.
Well, it's really interesting because, and I don't say this to be offensive to Roman Catholics, but the Roman Catholic religion is Satan's greatest counterfeit, and the head of the church is obviously influenced by the devil. So the devil would not use a pope to drive out one of his demons. Only people that have faith can drive out demons. In fact, the New Testament gives a clear indication of that. The only way demons could ever be exorcised was through the name of Jesus Christ. I know that Pope Francis appealed to Mark chapter 9, verses 38 to 40, and there you see that they were driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Pope Francis goes on to say that even atheists can do good, and he appeals to this passage that we should allow them to continue to do good But we know Jesus said there's no neutral ground regarding him. You're either with me or against me. He who is not gathering is scattering. And so it's all in the name of Jesus Christ, as you well know, Jimmy.
Yes, absolutely. And it sounds like Satan is doing some bidding with his own demons to accomplish something, popularity or some type of magnetic personality that'll bring other peoples into the fold, as we talked about, forming that ecumenical false church of the future. Talk to me, let me just take a moment with you about it. We know that Pope Francis is a Jesuit, the first ever pope that was a Jesuit. Have you seen any activities by this new pope now that would indicate he's moving along the militant lines of the Jesuit body?
Well, one of the goals of the Jesuits is to bring all people under the power of the Pope, and so as a Jesuit, Pope Francis is definitely heeding that call. It's really amazing, I think, more than anything, Jimmy, is how evangelicals have responded to him. We've got Louis Palau, who evidently was a very close friend of the Pope while they served in Argentina, and what Louis Palau said about this Pope is very disturbing. And all it's going to do is create a more fervent movement in the ecumenical unity that Rome is trying to accomplish. Listen to what Louis Palau said. He is a very Bible-centered man, a very Jesus Christ-centered man. He is more known for his personal love for Christ. He really is centered on Jesus and the gospel, the pure gospel. These are words from what many would say would be as influential a person as Billy Graham. And so when you have the evangelical church listening to one of their leaders and exalting this pope as one who preaches the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, that is the furthest thing from the truth. The gospel of Rome is antithetical to the pure gospel of grace, and this is why we have so many confused Christians. They don't know whether Rome represents a huge mission field or do they represent our brothers and sisters in Christ, and together we should have unity to evangelize the world.
Now you may see, those of you eavesdropping on this conversation, why I bring Mike Gendron to these microphones, a new broadcast partner for us here, right here on Prophecy Today. Mike, give your website address so people can come find out more information from your ministry.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. We have a lot of resources to help Christians reach out to Roman Catholics, and they can be found on our website, proclaimingthegospel.org, or they can give us a call at 972-495-0485. We'd be glad to help them in any way that we can.
And dear friends, you need to get a hold of Mike's ministry, either through the internet or call that number. Mike, thank you so very much. Some valuable information you've passed along to us today, and I'm absolutely positive we'll have other conversations down the way.
Okay, Jimmy, keep standing for the truth.